如果问你世界上有一所最大的足球学校，你认为它会在哪儿？你可能说会在巴西，当然了，今天你可能会说它在德国。然而呢，其实足球学校的世界之最已经被中国摘得。 BBC 新闻的一篇报道题为中国打造世界最大的足球学校，它是否能让中国进入世界杯？ BBC News reports China opens world's biggest football academy. China is the world's most populous nation and passionate about football, but has qualified forthe World Cup competition only once in 2002. Now there is a plan to challenge all that. China has built itself the world's biggest football academy. However, some people ask whether a school helped China qualify for the World Cup.
It's an interesting question. Before we try and give our view of it, let's have a look at the school itself. It has turrets and towers that rise above the surrounding countryside, rather like a Transylvanian castle or Hogwarts school. The courtyards and galleries give the feel of an English public school, and the facilities, including an Olympic-sized swimming pool, tennis courts, and 42 full-size football pitches, would be the envy of anybody. 42 football pitches.
Yeah,
my goodness, that's a lot,
large,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that's enormous.
And in the 2,300-place boarding school, pupils attend normal academic lessons, but get their football at least an hour a day from a team of Real Madrid-trained coaches.
I mean, I actually think this should be the answer to China's lack of success in international football competitions. This should be the answer. I mean, this is fantastic. Imagine the people that go to it will be being trained every day. There's no reason with that place is so big. I mean, they can take 2,300 trainees at a time. You know, they should be able to find 11 boys or young men that can kick a ball around a field. I'm sure they will. However, the problem is with the selection thing in China, I think, really. I think there's too much Guanxi involved in it, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think people are promoted not on merit, but because it's their turn or they know the right people. And while that works within China's football league, because all the teams are doing it, it does not work internationally, where the only thing that counts is talent.
Exactly. And also some people put forward their critics about this, because the school provides some of its pupils with scholarships, but the vast majority pay a fee of $6,000 a year to attend. So many people say that what's important for China nowadays is not to have these children who can afford this amount of money to access football. And we should have everybody, every children, I mean, who are interested in football, access this kind of...
Do you think there'll be any government participation? Because we know that, you know, of course, it's a very proud moment to have your team enter the World Cup finals, or especially to win it, like Germany. It's a great moment for that nation. But for China never to be in the World Cup, surely it must be something that's been discussed at the very highest level. So I'm kind of wondering if there's any government involvement in this school, and that if some of the talent won't have to come up with $6,000 a year because they'll get some sort of grant or scholarship to go
there,
because they've
sense.
Been spotted as being really good at football, you know, like when they're 9 or 10 years old or something like that, possibly.
Yeah, and also I think the culture, the sports culture, is very important among young people, because in China you can see that parents ask children to spend almost all their time learning in front of the desks rather than doing some outdoor activities.
The other thing is where is there, you know, to play football? If we look at the part of Beijing where any one of us lives, where could you conceivably have a football match? I mean, I don't think it's permitted in the parks. So where else is there? I mean, nowhere.
Yeah.
And I think this is something to do with it. This is why in South America, those nations are so good at football, I think, because they've got the climate, they've got a great weather, and they've got a lot of outside space, as well as the football culture. They have places where kids can go out and kick a football around after school, which doesn't seem to exist in Chinese cities.
You can rarely see, especially here in big cities.
Exactly. So that's a bit of a problem too, isn't it?
这样的足球学校是否能够解决中国优秀球员短缺的问题呢？中国足球最根本的问题又在哪里？在微信上跟我们分享你的观点。我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀，或者你在微信中搜索 C Driver, C-D-R-I-V-E-R, talk to us on WeChat.